Risk sentiment has improved heading into the North American session, with markets responding positively to reports of a possible diplomatic breakthrough between the U.S. and Iran. Pakistan's army chief is reportedly carrying a proposal to Tehran that could involve an easing of sanctions and an end to the U.S. blockade following discussions with President Trump. The headlines have encouraged a classic geopolitical relief trade, lifting equities and driving oil sharply lower. U.S. equity futures are higher, with the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ futures gaining roughly 0.4 to 0.9%, while European equities have also advanced. Lower oil prices have eased near-term inflation concerns and helped Treasury yields move down. Treasury Secretary Bessent's plans to expand long-dated bond buybacks remain another source of support, although underlying concerns around fiscal supply and elevated borrowing costs have not disappeared. The U.S. dollar is modestly firmer overall, but struggling to generate meaningful momentum as the geopolitical risk premium fades and Treasury yields ease. The euro has been little changed despite encouraging German data, while sterling remains near a six-month high around 136, supported by expectations that persistent UK inflation could eventually force the Bank of England to raise rates. Germany delivered the strongest economic news of the European morning. Second quarter GDP growth was revised up to 0.3% from 0.2%, while the IFO Business Climate Index rose to 88.8 against expectations of 87.2, with both current conditions and expectations improving. The results reinforce signs that Europe's largest economy is recovering, although French consumer confidence remained weak at 86 and well below its long-term average. The Canadian dollar remains a relative underperformer following the collapse of U.S.-Canada trade talks and Washington's threat of 50% tariffs on Canadian vehicles, parts, and steel. The yen is comparatively steady, with the wide U.S.-Japan yield differential continuing to weigh against lingering sensitivity to the possibility of further intervention. The North American calendar features Fed Governor Barkin, followed by U.S. house price data, consumer confidence, new home sales, and the Richmond Fed manufacturing survey. Markets will also monitor the Treasury's preliminary buyback announcement, but positioning is likely to remain cautious ahead of Wednesday's PCE inflation, GDP, and durable goods reports, NVIDIA's earnings, and Fed Chair Warsh's Jackson Hole address later in the week. That's all for now.